the Sunday it starts the 12th season of the Chiaroscuro International Film Series. Let's talk about this must attend at the UICA. At UICA, those in studio to do just that. Professor Tony Perrine on behalf of Grand Valley. Good morning to you, Tony.
Good morning, Shelley.
You a board member of this great group, so you must like film and you practice what you preach, right?
Yeah, I do love film, and I teach film at Grand Valley, and I've been involved with Chiaroscuro for several years now. Back at the beginning, and then again, like starting 3 years ago, and now I am the president of the board. So that's a great organization, and
so I don't have to
doing it as a community service.
Yes, so I don't have to pronounce it again. What does it mean?
It means light shadow in Italian, and it's a phrase borrowed from painting, actually, to describe kind of a Renaissance or style of painting that had to do with like light, bright brights and dark shadows. If you think of Rembrandt, that's another, that's a good example of chiaroscuro lighting. But it's also something that filmmakers do in lighting, and it's a way of kind of a good metaphor of what we're trying to do with our series and bringing film art to Grand Rapids.
For the 12th time, something's working. Michelle, good that you are here. Pichot professor at Aquinas, very instrumental in this presentation. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Shelley.
Tell me a little bit about you, please.
Yeah, I'm a professor of French at Aquinas College. I'm also the chair of the Department of World Languages and at Aquinas College. I've been in Grand Rapids for 15 years now.
How'd you get involved with the festival?
Well, I've attended several of their films over the years. I was even asked to be on a panel once for a film as a cultural participant, and then I've been invited by Tony. Yes.
That's right. You will be for sure on the radio, but also I imagine behind the scenes just as important. So let me ask you, Michelle, begin with the rundown of these films beginning Sunday.
Yes, Sunday at 2 p.m., we will begin with our first film, which is a collaboration between Italy, France, the U.S., Germany, and Qatar. The title of the film is Mediterranean. Yeah.
Yes. In general, I'll go back to you, Tony. All of these, do they all start at a certain time?
They all start at 2 o'clock p.m. at UICA Film Theater in beautiful downtown Grand Rapids. And the program lasts for about 2.5 hours. It includes the film itself, a panel discussion afterwards, and then a reception in the lobby after the film.
That's what's really cool. And Michelle, how are these, before I move on to your next Sunday, how are these chosen?
Well, they're chosen, the committee, the board meets towards the, around in the spring, and I believe they have chosen a theme at that time. This is my first time that I participate, and the theme for this year is borders.
Yes.
Borders. Okay, so it could be psychological borders, metaphorical, geographical borders. And many films are chosen by, or at least are selected by the members of the board to view.
Yes.
To view. So we view these films throughout the summer, and then a selection is made. Five films. We have to select five films by consensus. So everybody votes.
And these films, from my prior attendance, they're often in their native language.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes. So there are subtitles.
So subtitles.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. So this Sunday, Mediterranean. Take me to January 28th, Michelle.
January 28th, we have a collaboration between Sweden, France, and Norway, and the film. The film title is Force Majeure.
And
that just rolled off your tongue there,
yes,
Michelle.
Yeah.
Tell me about the storyline in this one.
It's about a Swedish family vacationing in a French Alp that is confronted by an avalanche. And because of this avalanche, it creates, or at least it provokes, some sort of crisis within the family. And so it's really shaken. It's somewhat of a comedy also, I think.
Dark comedy.
Dark comedy, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. All right. A reminder, these are free and open to the public, too.
Yeah. Yes,
which is awesome. We then come together again February 11th.
Yes. This is with House Without a Roof, and it's a 2016 production by Germany, Iraq, and Qatar. And this is about a very difficult journey to the homeland of three siblings who were born in the Kurdish area of Iraq and subsequently raised in Germany. And they want to fulfill their mother's dying wish to be buried in her home village beside her husband. He was killed in the war under the Saddam Hussein regime. Okay, so on this quest, they confront their disapproving Kurdish relatives and also come to terms with their own personal challenges.
And we believe this is a U.S. premiere of this film.
Yeah.
So this is something that definitely people want to
be in the seats,
yes.
Right? Then you bring me to February 25th.
On February 25th, we have 2 days and one night. This was directed by the Dardenne brothers, and it was released in 2014. And it's a Belgium, French, and Italian production. And this is about a factory worker who discovers that her workmates have opted for a 1,000 euro bonus in exchange for her dismissal. And she has only 1 weekend to convince her colleagues to give up their bonuses in order to keep her job. The lead actress is Marion Cotillard.
Yes, don't ask me to spell that. How cool is this? Then we have the finale in March.
Yes, and the finale is A Hunt for the Wilder People. And this was released in 2016. It's a New Zealand production. Yeah, this is a sort of a comedy, I believe, about a rebellious kid and his foster uncle who are targets of a manhunt through the wild New Zealand bush country. And Sam Neill is acting in that film. Yeah.
Of course, both of you have seen all these films, I'm sure,
yeah.
And invite us to do such. The panelists you bring together, that'll be a stimulating conversation, I imagine, Tony.
Hopefully, yes. So this first film, Mediterranea, which, by the way, I don't think we really described,
yeah.
So maybe
yeah.
Michelle wants
yeah.
to
yeah.
say a little bit about that.
Yeah, this one is about two men who make the dangerous journey from the country of Burkina Faso in Africa to Italy. And they want to have a better life, obviously, but they face hostility and violence once they arrive in Italy. So it's really a revealing look at the life and death struggle of refugees in the European Union.
So very timely. And so what our goal is with the panel discussion is to provide some context for and elaborate on some of the themes of the film. So we invite someone who is knowledgeable about that cultural context. And in this case, this coming weekend, it's Jack Mangala, who teaches political science at Grand Valley and is expert in sort of the North Africa, West Africa region. And then I will be the film expert, so
yes.
to speak, and so I'll be addressing the cinematic aspects. And this is a really powerful film. It has a kind of quasi-documentary quality, and you really feel like you're right there with these men struggling to make this journey to a, you know, hopefully a better situation for them. So it's a really powerful film.
Yeah. Very well done.
Yeah.
And then again, everything going back to fall under the theme of borders.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. How do we find out more information? Is there a website, Michelle?
There is a website. So you can visit chiaroscuro, gr.org. That's chiaroscuro.org.
An international film series. Begins this Sunday. Check it out. All five, free and open to the public. Again, panel discussion along with some treats afterward. Michelle.
So we want to emphasize our reception afterwards, which is complimentary food. And all of this made possible by our generous sponsors, including Aquinas College, yeah. Calvin College, Grand Valley State University, mm-hmm. Compass College of Cinematic Arts, Meyer, Steelcase, Swift Printing, Siegel Jewelry, Cascade Engineering. Did I miss any? What others? So we have a number
with
of
the big hitters.
The A-team. Make the free part possible.
Yes. Of course. Thank you for that, because the lights have to be turned on.
Yes.
Thank you all, Michelle Pichot and Tony Barine, on behalf of this 12th Annual International Film Series, Chiaroscuro.
Very good.
Great. Thank you all. Take care to you.